This is, "If I'm Ugly, Then So Are You." A The Hobbit, An Unexpected Journey fanfic, written by Little Black Ghost and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated PG and takes place pre-canon, with additional tags for Duran Family Feels and Kidfic. Author's Notes. There's been a lot of discussion lately about how Keeley is the prettiest to us, but he's really actually the ugliest in dwarf terms. I couldn't get it out of my head when I was watching The Hobbit tonight, so this happened. "Keeley!" Billy calls for the 100th time. "Come down and stop being such a child!" He throws his back against the cavern wall and huffs. He's been standing there calling on his younger brother for at least 10 minutes, and it's starting to get on his nerves. There's a small hole in the wall by Feely's head. Too small for Feely to fit, but just big enough for Keeley to climb in and through the mountain walls. This is where Keeley likes to hide whenever he's mad or upset. Feely isn't quite sure what emotion his younger brother is feeling right now, but if the little brat doesn't come out soon... "I'll just leave you here all night!" Feely yells into the hole. He knows Keeley is probably 20-25 feet through the tunnel and up the side of the mountain, but he'll still be able to hear what Feely is saying. "And then the orcs can have you!" Feely smiles smugly, but it's soon wiped from his face. "Is that any way to talk to a child?" Feely turns his head. Thorin is standing by the cavern entrance, his eyes fixed on his nephew. "Uncle," Feely says, and he pushes off the wall. "I didn't mean... I was just...
"Trying to terrify your little brother?"
Thorin narrows his eyes a little, but there's no malice in his expression as he walks closer to Feely.
"Are orcs really the way to do that?"
His voice softens a little, and Feely lets out a breath. "He won't come down," Feely says, and he stares at the ground, kicking at a rock. "It's getting late, and he's scared of the dark, I know," Thorin says, and Feely looks up. Sometimes his uncle surprises him. He's so hard on the outside, so cold and stormy, quiet unless he's yelling. He's the king, whether he admits it or not. So Feely doesn't like to push him, doesn't like to crowd him too much. Yet, sometimes it surprises him when Thorin acts, well, like an uncle, he supposes. It shocks Feely at times, when Thorin will remember their birthdays and show up with a carved statue with a story to match, or when Feely catches a glance of a tiny smile on the corner of his mouth as he watches Keeley jump around in front of the fire as he pretends to battle goblins and elves. This time, Thorin's remembered that Keeley, as much as he'll deny it, is completely and utterly terrified of being alone in the dark. It's silly, considering they're dwarves and live under a mountain, but he's still young, hasn't even grown into a beard yet.
"But he's inside the mountain," Thorin says,
and he walks toward the hole in the wall in which Keeley had escaped into earlier.
"Isn't it dark in there?"
Feely shakes his head. "There's an opening at the top. He just climbs onto the mountainside." Thorin nods. He's silent, thinking. And Feely feels a little nervous. He always gets a little nervous when he's around his uncle. Like he's going to be scolded or yelled at. Which, to be fair, does happen a lot. He respects his uncle, though, practically worships him. But what dwarf doesn't?
"Go,"
Thorin says at last, and he moves to take a seat on a large boulder in the cavern.
"Your mother's making supper. Go help her."
Feely frowns. "But I can't leave Keeley." At that, Thorin looks up with a strange look in his eyes,
and Philly bites his lips. When Thorin smiles, Philly can't help but feel a little proud, even though he doesn't know what he's done to deserve such a look. "I'll get him down," Thorin says gently. And Philly still doesn't move. He has half a mind to decline, insist on waiting for his brother, because he doesn't know if Thorin's going to yell at him for being so stubborn. Which, to be honest, Thorin doesn't have much of a right to complain about, because Keely gets it from their mother's side of the family. However, Philly knows not to argue with his uncle, so he lets his shoulders slump a little and nods, before he turns and makes his way out of the cavern, hoping that Keely doesn't come home with that sad, pitiful look on his face that comes after every scolding from their uncle. Keely's eyes widen when he hears his uncle's voice.
"Keely!"
"Oh no," Keely whispers to himself. He turns his head to look into the dark tunnel he'd climbed out of. He always hides out here on the mountainside when he needs to escape. Keely's too big to fit anymore, so it's the best hiding place. "Keely, come down." Keely bites his lip. Thorin doesn't sound angry, but Keely's smart. His uncle could just be pretending he isn't mad. Then when Keely climbs down, he'll get a clip around the ear and told not to go running off again.
"Keely!"
Keely groans and pouts his lip, but he starts to crawl back through the tunnel anyway.
Either way, he'll get scolded for running off, so we better get it over and done with.
By the time Keely nears the opening of the tunnel, he can see his uncle standing at the mouth. Keely pauses to assess the situation. Thorin doesn't look angry. In fact, he looks a little sad. Keely isn't sure because he's never seen his uncle with this kind of look on his face. "Keely," Thorin says, and he raises a hand to beckon Keely forward. With a deep breath, Keely keeps going, and when he gets to the opening, he lets Thorin take him by the waist and lift him down. "Are you all right?" Thorin asks, and Keely stares up at him in confusion. "Am I in trouble?" Thorin tilts his head.
"Have you done anything wrong?"
Keely frowns and shrugs.
"I ran away when Feely yelled at me to stop."
Thorin stares down at his nephew and folds his arms.
"Why were you running away?"
Keely continues to stare up at his uncle. He only reaches Thorin's waist, so it hurts to stare up for too long.
"Nothing,"
Keely says, and looks down at his feet, his messy fringe falling over his face. There's a sigh, and then Thorin is kneeling in front of him. Keely looks up, surprised.
"Was someone picking on you?"
Thorin asks in a quiet voice.
Keely's eyes widen in shock. He has no idea how his uncle could know, because Keely hasn't even told Feely, and he tells Feely everything.
"You can tell me," Thorin says, and he reaches out to place a hand on his nephew's shoulder. Keely sniffs and shrugs.
"Maybe."
Thorin stares at him, and it makes Keely a little uncomfortable. He's not used to his uncle being so calm. Suddenly, and just as surprising, Thorin's scooping Keely up into his arms, and he carries him over to a large boulder where he sits down.
"What happened?"
Thorin asks. And for a few seconds, Keely doesn't answer, just presses his knees and keeps his head down.
"Keely?"
"They make fun of me," Keely says, still not looking up. He pulls at one of his fraying braids. "They laugh at me." Why would they do that? Thorin asks. Keely just shrugs.
Because I'm small, he says. And I don't have a beard.
Thorin grunts.
You're too young for a beard.
Gimli has a beard? Keely whines, and he looks up with wet eyes. Thorin blinks down at his nephew, then sighs. He puts an arm around Keely's shoulders.
Gimli, he's much like his father, Thorin says.
Keely pats out his bottom lip.
But that's not fair.
Thorin smiles gently.
No, I know it's not, but it can't be helped.
Felia started growing a beard when he was my age,
Keely says, and he stares down at his knees.
There's a tear in his trousers from climbing, and he knows his mom is going to be annoyed by that.
Thorin doesn't say anything, just gently rubs Keely's back.
Everyone laughs at me, Keely continues quietly, because I'm littler than the other dwarves, and my nose and ears are too small. I'm ugly.
Now wait a minute!
Thorin's voice practically booms, and Keely startles, looking up.
You are not ugly, Keely. You're just...
He pauses, and he stares at Keely, his eyes softening around the edges.
You're like me,
he says, and he smiles gently. Keely frowns, his brow furrowing.
Like you?
Yes. Thorin nods slowly.
Do I have a long beard?
Keely shakes his head.
I didn't grow a beard until I was much older than you are now,
Thorin says.
And I was just as small as you two.
Keely thinks about this, then asks,
But why does Feely have one?
Thorin's eyes crinkle a little.
He's more like your father, whilst you're like your mother.
That doesn't sit well with Keely.
But I'm not a woman!
Thorin resists the urge to roll his eyes.
No, I don't. I mean, you're more like your mother's side of the family. Like me and your grandfather.
Keely's eyes light up at the mention of his grandfather. Keely loves hearing stories about his grandfather and his great-grandfather. He loves listening to tales of the old warriors, the battles and triumphs of old.
So,
Keely says, and he pushes himself off his uncle's lap. I'll be big and strong like you? Thorin nods and gets to his feet.
Will I be bigger than Feely?
Keely asks.
Thorin chuckles gently and tousles Keely's hair. I bet my beard on it.
That appeases Keely quite nicely. As long as he's not stuck being so small for the rest of his life, he'll be okay.
Okay,
he says, and smiles up at his uncle. I can wait.
Good lad,
Thorin says, before they make their way out of the cavern. Feely rolls his eyes as he watches his mother fuss over Keely's ripped trousers.
She should know by now that the young dwarf never comes home without some item of clothing destroyed.
How did you get him down? Feely asks his uncle quietly, leaning against the wall as Thorin smokes over the fireplace. Thorin doesn't say anything, just smiles gently. The end.